Anita, por favor, Mommy pleads, collapsing in a hall chair. She leans forward and whispers in my ear. Please, please, you must stop asking questions. But why? I whisper back. I can smell her shampoo, which smells like coconuts in her hair. Because I don't have any answers, she replies. Not that Mommy is the only one I try talking to. My brother, Mundin, who's 2 years older, sometimes explains things to me. But this time when I ask him what's going on, he looks worried and whispers, "Ask Papi." He's biting his nails again, something he stopped doing when he turned 14 in August. I try asking Papi. One evening when the phone rings, I follow him into our living room. I hear him say something about some butterflies in a car accident. Butterflies in a car accident? I ask, puzzled. He seems startled that I'm in the room. What are you doing here? He snaps. I put my hands on my hips. Honestly, Papi, I live here. I can't believe he's asking me what I'm doing in our own living room. Of course, he immediately apologizes. Sorry, Amorcita, you startled me. His eyes are moist, as if he's holding back tears. So what about those butterflies, Papi? They're not real butterflies, he explains softly. It's just a nickname for some very special ladies who had an accident last night. What kind of an accident? And why are they called butterflies anyhow? Don't they have a real name?